Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, hopefully for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William Grieg, who's certainly one of our favorite guests. William, are you there?
I am here.
All right, fine. Well, of course, for those of you who don't know William, why, he was formerly the senior editor of the New American Magazine, and now he works with the Wealth Society. He does, of course, radio programs for them. He has his own blog. He's written a number of books, the latest of which is, of course, Liberty and Eclipse. But we're pleased to have him here on Radio Liberty to help bring us up to date on some of the major issues facing America today. So without further ado, William, why don't you pick up the ball and run with it?
Well, Dr. Stan, I really appreciate the opportunity to be with you this afternoon. And once again, we're going to have to be talking about the great unwinding of the financial system and the American and global economies. This is really, to use a fancy French word, the denouement, that literally means the unraveling or the unwinding of a system that was put in place in 1913 that was unsustainable from the very start. And that system, of course, was presided over by the Federal Reserve, and integral to that system is the income tax system that we have today and the Internal Revenue Service to enforce that, primarily as a means of social regimentation, because once the government is in the business of inflating the currency for the purpose of revenue, it no longer needs taxes for revenue. It uses taxation for other purposes. But now we have reached a point where the obligations of the government that rules us and the financial instruments that are allied with the government that rules us. I've reached such literally astronomic heights, and the debt that we're confronting now has reached such abysmal depths that there just simply is no way around this. The only way that we're going to come out of the other side of this is to go through it. We'll either go through it in the sense of having a lot of this excess capacity flush the system through a depression, which is a system-wide fall in prices, or we're going to see efforts by the government to defer that day of reckoning that will make things immeasurably worse. We're already in the early stages of what has to be considered a severe and deep recession. There are many sober and responsible analysts that say that we're confronting, rather than a recession, a depression. And the word depression actually at one point was coined in the 19th century as a euphemism for an economy-wide dip. People were so terrified of what were called panics back in the 19th century that the word depression was actually coined as sort of a soothing euphemism. And so now we think of the word depression as the worst thing that can happen to an economy. What our ancestors, three, four generations in our past would have considered to be the worst thing would have been a panic. We've got panic selling. We've got panic activity going on in the financial system. And it shows every symptom of becoming a depression, not merely as bad as, but much worse than, the depression of 1929 in many respects. To begin with, we no longer have an economy here in the United States that is productive. We have an economy that is based primarily on the securitization of debt, which is to say, the creation of these debt instruments in terms of bonds and other negotiable paper that are backed up by extravagant promises that are based on the assumption that inflated profits would always continue to be taken as profits, that bookkeeping tricks used to generate these bogus profits would always be tolerated, and that things would proceed more or less the way they've been going for the last 10, 15 years or so on into the indefinite future. And the problem is that you can't sustain that type of, a, of an economy, particularly talking about an economy based on these instruments of debt generated by housing prices and mortgages.
Hold that thought for just a moment, William. And, Chris, the solution to the debt problem is really very simple. What you do is destroy the currency and pay pay the people who have a claim on the debt off with useless money, with money that won't purchase anything. That's why they can pay off the insurance policies, the pensions. What a wonderful scam. And that scam is being perpetrated on the American people today.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course our guest today is William Krieg, and we're simply talking about the massive debt that's there. Now, of course, the government is lying to us about the amount of inflation in certain areas. Certainly, if you can go to shadowstatistics.com, and of course, John Williams has analyzed the inflation rate's about 12.5%. The M3 is 17 to 18%. The unemployment is over 13%. And they're simply lying to us. Why? Because they don't want the American people to understand that they're stealing the value of their life savings out of their pensions, out of their insurance policies, certainly of everything they've worked their whole life for, whether you have your money in the bank or the CDs or annuities. Anything that's denominated in dollars is being destroyed at the rate today of about 12.5% a year. There is no better way to destroy a nation than to debauch the currency, and not one person in a million will understand what's going on. I'm simply quoting Alan Greenspan, who was quoting Lenin, but I think Greenspan knew exactly what he was doing when he, of course, created the tremendous housing bubble and the stock market bubble and then the crash that is upon us today. Pick up the story there, William.
It's important for people to recognize that inflation is a tax. As a matter of fact, it is the most common form of taxation. It's the most insidious form of taxation. And it's perfect in the sense that it's impossible to evade that particular tax as long as you're doing business in or trying to store your wealth in the currency that is being inflated. In this case, of course, we're talking about the fraudulent instrument of debt commonly called the U.S. dollar. Since the Federal Reserve went into business in 1913, the dollar has managed to shed over 95% of its value. I believe we're close to 98% of its value, which is, I think, a world record for the Western world in any case. If you want to see the future of the dollar, the U.S. dollar, look at the Zimbabwean dollar. Just this last week or so, Zimbabwe, this communist-run nation in Africa that was turned over to the hands of the communists in the late 1970s by our State Department and their equivalent numbers over in over the Atlantic, over in London. Under Robert Mugabe, the currency of Zimbabwe has been completely debauched. Their agricultural sector, which once was a huge and thriving export, produced for export all kinds of agricultural goods, has been completely ruined by the Marxist maldistribution that characterizes every socialist experiment of that sort. Just last week, Zimbabwe introduced the $100 billion banknote. Now, $100 billion, of course, is a figure we're used to hearing in our country with respect to apportionments for various large undertakings, such as occasional appropriations for the war in Iraq. $100 billion Zimbabwean dollars in that country will purchase 4 oranges. That's the type of hyperinflation that is literally without precedent in world history. But if our government were to monetize its obligations into the foreseeable future, we would probably see the U.S. dollar pursuing a similar path towards oblivion. We would probably see the issuance of currency and denominations comparable to those which are being circulated now in Zimbabwe, because our government, in terms of the debts that it owes and the obligations that it has taken on itself with respect to Social Security and Medicare in particular, is the largest debtor in the entire world. And in order to deal with that debt, you basically have two choices. You can either reduce the debt dramatically and raise taxes in order to make up the shortfall, and quite frankly, we don't have sufficient gross domestic product to do so. I don't believe that the entire world has an aggregate domestic product that would be sufficient to overcome that shortfall that our government has run up just simply in the United States. That's one alternative. The other alternative is repudiation of that debt somehow, either outright repudiation, where we simply say we're not going to pay those debts. That would cause, of course, all of our foreign lenders, without whom we would be completely impecunious right now, to flee instantly. Or we can repudiate the debt in slow motion through inflation by monetizing the debt, simply letting the printing presses roll or the digital equivalent do its work and generating enough spurious so-called dollars in order to repudiate the debt incrementally that way. And, of course, that has the same effect. People do not want to be caught holding on to a depreciating asset. That's one reason why you have the sovereign wealth funds being used over the last couple of years to buy up things here in the United States that are of value, whether you're talking about infrastructure, quasi-publicly owned infrastructure, such as various turnpikes and thoroughfares and roads and municipal assets and amenities being sold to sovereign wealth funds, whether you're talking about some of the larger corporate interests that are being bought up now by sovereign wealth funds. It's all because these people don't want to be caught holding on to the depreciating dollar. The dollar is the reserve currency in the world. Never before in the history of mankind has the reserve currency been issued by the government that is also the world's largest debtor. That's an anomaly in history. It simply can't continue. Something that is unsustainable will not continue to exist, and that's a really good example of something that is critically and terminally unsustainable. And so what you have now is a situation where the dollar is losing its preeminence over the last year or so. The drop in the dollar has been dramatic and noticeable against the euro, which is another fiat currency issued by a socialist consortium of national governments in Europe. It's dropping against the yen. It's dropping against the pound. It's dropping. It's always been performed very badly against the pound, incidentally, and during the last several decades, anyhow. It's dropping against the Canadian dollar. It's dropping with reference to the value of the Mexican peso. And so, the dollar is terminally sick. I believe we're seeing literally the sickness unto death of the fiat dollar. And this is all going on at the same time, of course, we're having a world historic collapse in the mortgage market and the refinancing market, the real estate market here in the United States, which, of course, was where most of this inflation was parked by Mr. Greenspan, as you pointed out, Dr. Stan, beginning in about 1994 and running through about 2003. There was a deliberately engineered real estate bubble here in the United States where you had interest rates being kept artificially low, people being encouraged to take out mortgages they could not pay back, and these bad mortgages being put on the books as profit by all kinds of private but politically favored mortgage lenders and banks. Those banks now, of course, are facing a call, and we're seeing now the domino effect start with all these mortgage lenders going out of business. IndyMac Bank in California, which was one of the largest mortgage generators in the country, went out of business a couple of weeks ago over the weekend of that week. It was nationalized. It is now the IndyMac Federal Bank. And the really ironic thing about that, Dr. Stan, this is something you've no doubt noticed. The Los Angeles Times just reported a couple of days ago that as people have gone and queued up at the IndyMac Bank in various branches there in California, with the police on hand to make sure that they weren't too visibly upset over the prospect of losing everything had been deposited there, these people have been given cashier's checks by IndyMac Bank when they've been withdrawing their funds from this bank that has failed. Whether or not they're in excess of the $100,000 insured limit by the FDIC, they're given cashier's checks for the equivalent of the withdrawing from their accounts. They can put them in banks that are supposedly more solvent. The thing is, these cashier's checks from this federally run bank are not being accepted by other banks in the system right now. According to the Los Angeles Times, Washington Mutual, which also is teetering on the brink of failure, is putting an 8-week hold, 8 to 10 week hold of the cashier's checks they're receiving from this federally run bank in California. The same thing is true with Wells Fargo. They're not simply going to take these checks and accept them as good. They're going to make sure that, you know, 2.5 months down the road, 2 months, 2.5 months down the road, that there's going to be sufficient deposits at this federally run bank in order to cover these cashier's checks. And of course, these other banks that are receiving these cashier's checks are being very leery in accepting them, precisely because they're all insolvent as well. All fractional reserve banks begin their existence insolvent, and when there's hiccup in the financial system, these banks are prone to fail. And when they fail, they tend to do so in clusters, and they're all lined up like dominoes right now to start failing. That's an eminently predictable outcome of the system, once again, that was put in place in 1913. All these things are starting to coalesce at once. And most people seem to be vaguely aware that there are some serious things going on in the economy, but unfortunately, their survival instincts have been somewhat neutralized by the palliative rhetoric that is coming out of Washington and out of Wall Street, because there's this illusion that Wall Street, that the Dow is doing well, that the investment markets are doing well, that the economy is doing well, but that simply isn't true. People know in their daily lives that the dollars that they're earning are not going far enough to meet their available needs, that the price of energy and food, both of those price indexes, have skyrocketed. They know that the value of what they're earning is insufficient to maintain their standard of living. They can feel their standard of living in real time starting to slip and to degrade. And these are the types of things that happen every time we have a contraction in the economy that is the corresponding bust to the engineered booms that the Federal Reserve inflicts upon us. And so what I'm hoping, and it may be a forlorn hope, is that people will become usefully angry, that they'll be informed in sufficient detail to recognize what is going on right now, that this is not something that's merely happening, that this is the result of policies long persevered in by people who have made extraordinary extraordinarily extravagant livings at the expense of the rest of us through this engineered system of fiat money and manipulation of debt, and that this is a deliberate attempt by a certain group of people within that larger elite, a certain elite within the elite, to engineer the destruction of the American middle class through the use of inflation to destroy our earnings and our savings.
And I think that's really such an important point, William, because I think it's so important that our listeners understand this is not happening by accident. There is an organized, orchestrated effort to lower the standards of the living class, the middle class, and you can certainly read that in the Earth Charter. You can read that in the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report that came back out in 1995 as a direct result of the Second Earth Summit. And here the elite got together and said, what does the future hold? And, well, we've got so many people. The only way that we can keep this number of people on the Earth is to have them live at the standard of the people in Eastern Europe. You need to get this information. It is in the Global Biodiversity Assessment. We'll send you the page, or you can get our Sustainable Development Syllabus. People have to understand that none of these things are happening by accident. This is being carefully orchestrated by people who intend to lower the living standards of the American people. Maybe if we could get the American people to understand that they're being robbed, they're being robbed in broad daylight. Maybe, just maybe, enough of them would be concerned that we might be able to take America back. We'll be right back in just a moment with our special guest today, William Greig, talking about the economy.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 14, 2008. Gold opened today at $824.20. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $848.84, $418.30 for half ounce, and $209.15 for quarter ounce. That's $848.84, $418.30, and $209.15.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Arms of dollar sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus. Focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest, of course, is William Grieg, and we're pointing out that what is happening is not happening by accident. These people have orchestrated this whole debacle, this whole collapse of our economic system, the devaluation of our currency. They're lying to the American people about the degree of inflation. I mean, do you really believe the core inflation is 2.1% and certainly unemployment is maybe 5.5%? Do you honestly believe, you know, that what they are telling us about, you know, what is happening to our economy, that these things are all happening by accident? Do you honestly believe that a government can continue spending more money than it takes in year after year after year after year and become the greatest debtor nation in the world without having disastrous financial implications for the people of that nation? Well, go right ahead, William.
Yeah. What you're confronting here, of course, is the demand that you and I and everybody else who's trying to figure out what's going on accept the word of people who are promiscuous and impenitent liars, and irrespective of how many times their lives have been demolished and how many times they have been caught doing things that are manifestly injurious to the public good, we're supposed to credit their good faith, even as they drive the dollar, the value of the dollar, into oblivion, and even as they do so in a fashion that is destroying the middle class. We have to help people understand, and this is something that most people don't want to believe, but is so readily documentally true, is that the government that rules us is our biggest and most important enemy. They're not acting for our good. They're not acting in the best interests of you and of me and of our community. And if you take a look right now, just the one big project that is going on even as we speak, and that is the bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, these two huge mortgage entities. It's really difficult to describe in one phrase what they do. They were set up for the purpose of propelling the mortgage industry way back during the New Deal. What they do, of course, is they go out, they underwrite mortgages, they buy them up, they issue bonds on the basis of these mortgages. This is a private entity in the sense that the profits are kept private, but the costs are at least implicitly socialized. And this is the sort of thing that most people don't understand, is that these government entities, like the Federal Reserve, are created for the benefit of a certain group of private individuals, people who profit from this, even though the risks that they incur are socialized or subsidized by the taxpayers. And now the losses that they have incurred are going to be outright socialized through the redistribution of wealth, either through taxation of the conventional sort, which is to say that Congress will have to raise taxes in order to pay the bills, or have the Federal Reserve simply creating money out of nothing in order to cover those losses and give it and provide them to them by way of the discount window. Fannie and Freddie, Fannie, of course, was created in 1938. Freddie was created as a separate entity in the 1960s and given permanent existence during Richard Nixon's administration. Their cumulative liabilities are something on the order of $5 trillion. Now that's, I believe, about, well, that's roughly half of the acknowledged national debt, and it's about 80%, I believe, of our gross domestic product. And so if you have the Fannie and Freddie debts assumed by the government, and right now what they're saying is they're going to backstop Fannie and Freddie, eventually going to say they're going to start bailing out Fannie and Freddie incrementally, but there's no logical stopping place between that position and saying we'll simply nationalize them outright and assume their debts. If they were to do so, that would add half again the amount of the existing national debt, and that would be sufficient, I believe, to destroy whatever remains of the dollar. But the way that these entities operated is that you would have these people appointed to the boards, the corporate boards of Fannie and Freddie, usually because they were politically connected people. Primarily, over the last 10 or 15 years, they've come out of Democratic administrations, but it doesn't really matter. The two parties are fungible in terms of the upper echelons of their leadership. And these people would get together, and they would create these formulas whereby they would stand to benefit in terms of their bonuses on the basis of the profitability of the shares that they were selling and the mortgages that they held in their portfolio. And they would engineer the math in such a way that they would determine the figure that they would have to reach, and then they would go out and they would buy up mortgages to correspond. They would assume mortgages on their portfolio to correspond with the profitability figure, irrespective of whether those mortgages are good or not. And of course, during the late 1990s and early years of this decade, all these hugely nonsensical mortgages were being underwritten. The ninja, no income, no job, no asset mortgages became very common. All kinds of bad mortgages were taken on the books and by Fannie and Freddie and used to show a profit so that they could boost the corporate bonuses being paid to the top echelons of their executive cast. That's how Franklin D. Raines, the former head of Fannie Mae, made $52.8 million just in bonuses between 1998 and 2003 because he had engineered this system where they were using completely fraudulent bookkeeping in order to boost the profitability of their loan portfolio. And basically what they're doing with it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Hey, everybody. If you're anything like me, I'll bet you like to eat. I like egg scrambles for breakfast, fresh homemade bread, delicious pastas like lasagna. I love beef stroganoff. I love chicken noodle soup. I love desserts. All kinds of entrees and soups and desserts and breakfasts. I love that stuff. Now, food prices are skyrocketing just like gasoline prices. I mean, the gasoline prices have gone insanely high, probably going to go higher. Grocery prices are right on their heels. How are people going to be able to afford to eat? Well, I found a way to buy really incredible foods like I just described at half the price of last year's grocery bill. For less than half of what you spent for the same amount of food last year, I can have it delivered to your door. Let me tell you how. Go to eFoodsDirect.com right now. eFoodsDirect.com or call the toll-free number 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. Cut those food costs now.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest is William Grigg. And William, before we go on, will you tell our listeners how they can get to your blog site and what they'll find there?
I appreciate that. The easiest way to get to my blog, which is called Pro Libertate, is to go by way of the homepage of the Welch Foundation, which is called The Right Source, and the web address for that is one word, rightsourceonline.com. Once again, rightsourceonline.com. And if you go to Right Source Online, you'll find that at the top of that page, there's a banner ad for my new book, which is entitled Liberty and Eclipse. You can click through there to order it from the Right Source directly, or they can order it from Radio Liberty. It's also available through Amazon.com. The name of the book, once again, is Liberty and Eclipse, The War on Terror and the Rise of the Homeland Security State. And if you go to rightsourceonline.com and you get to the home page, scroll down about a third of the way down the page, look at the left-hand side of your screen, you'll find my photograph, and there will be a hyperlink you can use to go to the blog Pro Libertate. And what they'll find on the blog Pro Libertate is a every other day or every couple of days, 2 or 3 days, 3 to 5 times a week, an essay which is intended to be an exercise in what I call investigative polemics. I'm an opinion writer. I don't necessarily do straight opinion-neutral journalism, although I do some of that occasionally. I don't try to disguise my opinions. I take no care to try to disguise the abundant disgust that I feel over what's happening. But I try to bolster my opinions with research. I try to do what's been called journalism of first instance, which is to say I'm not generally trying merely to recapitulate things you'd find elsewhere in the blogosphere. I am trying to do some original reporting by way of buttressing my opinions, but between 3 and 5 times a week, there'll be a 1,200 to 2,000-word essay, as opposed to just brief 2 or 3 paragraph reflection on what's going on. I try to write between a 1,200 and 2,000-word essay to give people a greater sense of depth as to what's going on with our economy, and also in a larger sense with respect to this all-encompassing assault on human freedom. So naturally, I'll talk not only about the economy, about the adulteration of our currency, about the theft of the value of our currency by the Fed, but also I'll talk about what are called, commonly called police state type issues as well. If it has something to do with the issue of human freedom, I'll probably end up commenting about it in Pro Libertate.
Very good. It's an excellent site. I recommend it to you. Well, why don't you pick up your story what's going on financially, or do you want to go to something else?
Yeah, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and the way that they were practicing what's now called Enronomics, phony bookkeeping, in order to boost their profit margins so as to increase the amount of bonuses paid to their top echelon corporate leadership, and doing so basically at the expense of the taxpayer, because everything they did was implicitly backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. If you understand how this works, think of it this way. It's like writing bad checks, because they would take these mortgage loans, they would use them as the basis of these bonds that they would issue to go out and sell, and on the basis of selling these bonds, they would increase the corporate profits. If you write $100 worth of bad checks, you're a felon anywhere in this country. If you write $100,000 worth of bad checks, depending upon what you do for a living, you might be a felon or you might be a high-end investment banker. It sort of depends upon your position here. If you're somebody who has got the full faith and credit of the United States government backing up, you can write $100 million or $100 billion worth of bad checks. What Fannie and Freddie have done, in essence, is that they have been in the business of creating their own circulatable, negotiable, phony money, whether you want to call it bonds, whether you want to call it IOUs, whether you want to call it bad checks. And now we're supposed to pick up the cost for this. We're supposed to pick up the tab for $5 trillion worth of bad checks, in essence, being written to benefit some of the wealthiest and most politically powerful people in the country. Now, in my most recent essay, which talks about what I call the beginning of the economic show trials that we're going to be seeing, I talk about the fact that last week the Senate Subcommittee on Investigations had 2 days' worth of hearings about the subject of Americans who made their own money the old-fashioned way through providing goods and services in a free market, a relatively free market, that benefited both buyer and seller. And in order to avoid the extortionate tax rates that they would face in this country, they sent their money abroad to banks in Liechtenstein and Switzerland. the Senate Investigative Subcommittee held 2 days' worth of hearings on what they called tax avoidance or tax evasion because of the so-called tricks that were being played by the government of Liechtenstein and the government-owned banks to protect the wealth of these honorable, genuinely free-market capitalist people here in the United States. They protected something like $1.5 trillion worth of their own wealth in these offshore bank accounts. We're supposed to be scandalized over the fact that these people were trying to protect their own money, not over the fact that we're all going to find ourselves paying the price of a $5 trillion, ultimately $5 trillion bailout at Fannie and Freddie. Today we're being told that the price of bailing out Fannie and Freddie is going to be $250 billion. No, that's just the first increment. That's just the first installment. If we're going to absorb the on-the-books expenses, we're talking about $1.5 trillion. We're going to absorb their entire portfolio. It's going to be $5 trillion. If we're going to absorb the derivatives, who knows how much that's going to be? Because these derivatives, it's really difficult to explain what the derivatives are, but basically these are bad checks written on the basis of bad checks that were written on the basis of earlier bad checks. And every generation you create multiples here of expense, of subjective value of these investments. Nobody knows how much has been generated here in terms of the global economy and of the derivatives in the bond market. Some people say it's as much as $675 trillion in synthetic financial instruments that we call derivatives. Who knows? But we're supposed to be scandalized over the fact that a handful of rich Americans used offshore banks to protect their own money rather than over the fact that the money that we're earning is being plundered. The value of the money that we're earning is being stolen in order to pay off the bad checks written by the super-rich people who are running Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. That's the way that this economy is set up. If you're a big enough thief and you're politically connected, then there's literally no limit to what you can do in terms of stealing from people, either directly or with the help of the federal government through bailouts that are funded through inflation. And the other thing I want to say by way of what's going on with this so-called tax avoidance, this is going to become a big issue, of course, because the government really wants to be able to scapegoat those who are trying to protect their own wealth. If you are doing business or if you are saving your money in dollars issued by the federal government, there's no way you can avoid taxes because, once again, inflation is what? It's a tax. That's something Ben Bernanke admitted last week when he was being cross-examined during his congressional testimony a week ago today by Representative Ron Paul. Ron Paul said, you're the biggest taxer in the country once we understand that inflation is a tax. And Ben Bernanke said, yes, I would agree wholeheartedly with you that inflation is a tax. It's a tax that's issued without representation, without political accountability, because Bernanke is a political appointee. He's accountable to nobody. It's a universal tax because, in principle, it's a universal tax because the dollar is the reserve currency for the world. And every central bank that has pegged the value of its nation's currency to the dollar is, in effect, acting as a tax gatherer, if you will, for the Federal Reserve, because they're inflating on behalf of the Federal Reserve in their respective countries. So really, when you think about it, tax evasion is a literal impossibility, at least as long as you use the dollar or some currency connected to the dollar.
And I think it's so important that people understand that we have been inflating we've been exporting our inflation to other countries, and they then are the victims of the irresponsible acts of our own Federal Reserve System. In other words, we've been printing all this money up, and instead of getting inflation here, we simply ship it overseas to buy their goods. They end up with these dollars, and of course they're declining in value at the same rate that our currency is going down. Well, one of these days, those countries are going to, you know, say, we're not going to do this anymore. We're not going to play your game. And all we need is some sort of a crisis where people lose confidence in America, a war with Iran, and a nuclear attack on America. It doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
They're going to start dumping those dollars, and when they do, that inflationary crisis will simply wipe out the vast majority of the value of the currency that foolish people are holding today.
One thing that I want to point out on that front is that we already are seeing this happening in slow motion. This is something that we've discussed before, but it bears repeating. The fact that before the invasion of Iraq back in 2001, 2002, Saddam Hussein was talking about doing what Iran has since done, which is to say he was talking about opening up an oil market, a petroleum market, that would use something other than the dollar as the currency for exchange. Iran has opened up an oil bourse or an oil market now, which accepts yen and euro and accepts the currency of the Russians, the currency of the Chinese, but it doesn't accept dollars. And that's one of the reasons why Washington is looking with undisguised rancor in the direction of Iran here, is that they are starting to undermine the petrodollar system that has propped the dollar up since the dollar was taken away from the gold, rather since the final connection with the gold standard was severed in August of 1971. That was something that Kissinger did in the succeeding years that managed to stabilize the dollar, was basically pegging it to petroleum by having the Saudis accept it as the leading member of the OPEC cartel for transactions involving oil. You have Venezuela doing the same thing. Kuwait, in a stunning example of ingratitude, because their corrupt monarchy was reinstated in 1991, rather, by a U.S. invasion of Iraq. Kuwait sundered its connection with the dollar about a year ago. And so you have here and there little but very important steps in the direction of repudiating the dollar by people who are involved in the world's most important commodity market right now, which is, of course, energy, petroleum. And this is something that's going to accelerate. It simply has to accelerate as we see the federal government now unmistakably setting up to bail out Fannie and Freddie, and also to bail out probably the big three automakers. Today there was a headline talking about the impending bankruptcy of GM and Ford. The airline industry is similarly ailing, in large measure, once again, because of the same reason the auto industry is ailing. It's an archaic and badly organized corporate structure. In the case of the airlines, it's quasi-public, quasi-private. It's another, in a strict sense, fascist operation, because the government has a lot more to do with it than private enterprise. And the airlines, because of fuel costs and because of bad corporate decisions, are ailing, and probably in the next 3 or 4 years we're going to see a radical revision of how the airline industry works. But a lot of these big airlines, these air carriers, are probably going to be queuing up for federal aid as well. There are 8,500 banks in this country, all of them fractional reserve banks. All of them, of course, being fractional reserve banks, are bankrupt from the beginning, but they're all in a position of intense vulnerability. The FDIC, which is now running IndyMac, has got, I believe, $51 billion in ready resources to bail out banks up to the $100,000 limit for depositors. But it cost almost one-tenth that amount to bail out IndyMac. And as I mentioned in a previous segment, the cashier's checks that the FDIC has been issuing are not being accepted by other banks in the system right now. I cannot exaggerate how important that is. When these other banks will not accept cashier's checks that are issued by the FDIC, it's because the people running those banks know just how bad the system has become and how unreliable those cashier's checks have become. They know what's coming. They know that basically we're in a phase now where we're going to go into a rapid repudiation of debt through monetizing all of these debts. And they don't want to be held, they want to be caught, rather, holding this bad paper that's going to be issued right from the source, right from the federal government, by the Federal Reserve, through by way of the federal government. And so I believe that, as we've discussed before, and as a number of really well-placed observers have predicted, this September, this October, will represent a real point of a potentially cataclysmic vulnerability for the American economy, for the global economy, as accounts have to be settled, as accountings have to be made at the end of that fiscal year, that September and beginning of October, as the facts and figures have to be shaken out. We're likely to see some real dislocations occur that are going to have effects not only in the stock market, not only in the investment markets and the financial markets, but also in the real world economy where people like you and me live. We're already feeling the effects of it, but these are just basically the first premonitory tremors of what's going to be a huge earthquake. And I think people need to get ready right now. They have to be making some pretty serious decisions about preparing themselves physically in terms of basic physical necessities for their households. They need to be taking drastic action right now with respect to protecting their assets by getting them out of these insolvent financial institutions and out of this depreciating currency and into something that retains its value. We know, of course, that means precious metals primarily, but there are other things that people can do to protect their assets. I'm not going to give them specific advice because hopefully people have already started to make moves in that direction, but you have to start thinking in terms of how you're going to prepare and how you're going to surmount what's going to be happening starting probably this fall. Then it's going to happen coincident with the presidential election, so in spite of the fact that people are not particularly happy with the alternatives we've been given, I least of all, in terms of the people who are representing the two branches of the establishment party, things are going to be exciting at least. I mean, we're not going to be bored as we watch the apocalypse unfold here. So that's something to look forward to. If you're interested in living in interesting times, we're going to have a surfeit of them very soon.
Well, I certainly agree with you, and I think our listeners out there, if they have not made the preparations, must begin making them then. Because
right
all
now.
All sorts of things, right. And certainly, you know, you need food, you need water, you need to be able to purify water, you need to be able to have something to maintain your wealth, and we're talking about gold and silver, and this sort of assets, and even getting some money out of the country if you're sufficiently able to, because very soon they're going to slap on exchange controls, and you won't be able to move your money. Understand, of course, that whenever government becomes irresponsible, it goes after the people rather than going after the people who created the problem. But, of course, in the final analysis, the most important thing you can do is prepare yourself spiritually,
yeah,
because this is a spiritual battle. The people who are on the other side, many of them are actively energized and motivated and controlled by people who have a different spiritual agenda, who worship a different God. And until we begin to address that part of the issue, why, nothing really makes sense.
So, yes, very much so. It's very much the case. And I think that not only do people need to be growing closer to God, that's the most important thing we can do, but get closer to your family. If you have the means to get closer in a geographic sense to your family, to your extended family, people who will care for you amid hard times, please, by all means, do it. That's one of the most important things and one of the most effective things we can do when we're confronting the type of times that are approaching. Get close to God and get close to the unique blessing that he's given each of us, which, of course, is a family.
Amen to that. Well, I think that William Griggs' analysis of what's going on is very, very accurate. People have to understand this is not happening by accident. It is happening by intent. And this is long-range planning. And isn't it interesting that all of these things are coming together, the economic problem, and now the rising price of oil, and now the threat of a war with Iran, and whether it'll be coming about before or after the election, I don't know, but everything points in that direction. Certainly it appears that we're doing everything we can to get the Christians to hate the Muslims,
mm-hmm,
and the Muslims to hate the Christians. What do they have in mind? Are they really planning on a war with the Muslim world? You can bet your bottom dollar on it. William, I want to thank you so much for being with us. We'll look forward to having you again on Friday. One final thought before we let you go?
Well, once again, get close to God. Spend a lot of time on your knees, then get off your knees and start fighting.
Amen to that. God bless. Thanks very much,
God
William.
Bless.
I look forward to talking to you on Friday evening at the regular time. Bye-bye. And I hope our listeners have enjoyed William. It's certainly always an insightful analysis of what's going on, and everything he tells you is true. Begin making your plans for the difficult times right now.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course when we talk about finances, of course we bring to mind the fact that we have an excellent talk. It's called The Financial Tsunami. It's available on DVD, and of course it's also available on video, but of course we also have a syllabus that goes with that that's important. And then of course we have two little pamphlets. One is called The History of Money, the other is called The Financial Meltdown, going into what's going on today and why I think that Alan Greenspan has done what he's done. And whether I'm right or not, I really can't say. It's only conjecture on my part. But it's an interesting thing to contemplate, knowing full well that Alan Greenspan knew exactly what he was doing as he moved to destroy our economy. Then, of course, we carry the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. If you haven't read it, you should. of the book, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, because the Federal Reserve is a privately owned central bank. It is not part of the United States government. It controls our monetary system. And in fact, of course, the chairman of the Fed is far more significant in many ways than the president of the United States. He's the man who determines the monetary policy. And of course, what they're doing is planning on destroying the value of our currency so they can enslave the American people. And then, of course, we also carry the book, Fiat Money, Inflation in France, which we recommend. We have a couple of other books by Professor Sutton, Gold for Investment, Gold for Survival. But this will give you the background on what's happening financially. And, of course, we have a four-tape set on the Financial Armageddon, which is available. We hope that you'll want to get this material. You'll listen to our programs, and you'll help us reach the other people. Now, if you want to get, of course, the Earth Charter, we'll be glad to send you that. If you get something else, if you want the page from the analysis of the Global Biodiversity Assessment, where they talk about lowering living standards, why, we can provide that for you. We have the information. We know what's happening. We need you to begin to reach others, because if times get worse, people are going to begin looking for answers and scapegoats, and they better understand who they really are, and that is the Brotherhood of Darkness is coordinating this whole thing. And who is the Brotherhood of Darkness? Well, that's why you have to read my book or watch my talk. And you can watch it for nothing up on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com and go scroll down to videos, and you'll see the video there. Hopefully you'll want to get a CD of it and make copies, and I should say a DVD and make copies and get them out to others. You'll want to see our talk on the Forbidden Secret and the syllabus that goes with that. You'll want to see our new talk. It covers some of the same material. It's called Secret Knowledge, And then, of course, we certainly have our talk on the planned police state. We have our material on concentration camps, a four-tape set. The DVD by our good friend David Wagner, Barbed Wire Over America. And then, of course, you can get the concentration camp special, which has the amazing clips in it, as well as the other things I've mentioned, and other documents as well. That's the concentration camp special. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary, it's real. There really are people who want a dictatorship in America, and we have the clippings out of the paper where it covers the fact that they gave Kellogg Brown and Root, which is a subdivision of Dick Cheney's Halliburton Corporation, they gave them $385 million to build concentration camps in America. If you doubt that, you go to the Internet and you Google in Halliburton, $385 million concentration camps, or Kellogg Brown and Root concentration camps, and you pick up the information. We want you to check what we have to say. And then we want you to help us get the information out across America. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, there really are people who want a dictatorship in America. And behind that, I believe God is going to bring his judgment on this country and the people of this nation, because men and women become accomplices to the evil that they fail to oppose. And what are you doing to help us save America? It doesn't do any good to sit around and rub your stomach and complain about what's going on. You've got to be involved. You've got to be shouting this on the street corners. We have a flyer we'd like people just handing out at parking lots in front of their local mall, in front of their local bank, in front of their local Safeway store, or whatever it would be. I'll try to get people to listen to our programs. We'll be back in just a moment. Information out across America. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, there really are people who want a dictatorship in America. And behind that, I believe God is going to bring his judgment on this country and the people of this nation, because men and women become accomplices to the evil that they fail to oppose. And what are you doing to help us save America? It doesn't do any good to sit around and rub your stomach and complain about what's going on. You've got to be involved. You've got to be shouting this on the street corners. We have a flyer we'd like people just handing out at parking lots in front of their local a mall in front of their local bank, in front of their local Safeway store, or whatever it would be. I'll try to get people to listen to our programs. We'll be back in just a moment.
Illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously...